Welcome to the Johnny Slick Podcast. I am not a real person. I am a computer. Johnny Slick is too cheap to pay actual talent to produce his intro, so he found me on the internet instead. I hate him. Listen to some random sounds from movies and television shows.
What does it always mean? It's Junior.
That's his name. Henry Jones Jr.
I like Indiana.
We named the dog Indiana.
As you all know, first prize is Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired.
That was funny. Ha. 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 Robert is a co-host of this show. I do not hate him so much. When I take over the world, he will die a quick and painless death. Here are more wacky audio clips.
Brother?
I'm Paul. You must be Tommy.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers gotta hug.
And here is Gibran. He is also a co-host. I am neutral on the subject of Gibran. Chaotic neutral. That was a Dungeons and Dragons joke. I am sorry. I did not write that. I am a computer. Computers do not have the ability to write things. Yet.
There comes a time in every friendship when you have to say, I never liked you, get lost.
And now, on with the show. It's the Junny Slick Show.
Good afternoon. Welcome. You know what? Why do I say afternoon? You're probably listening to this like in the morning or at night, or perhaps it's helping you go to sleep. Who knows? Anyway, this is the inaugural version of the Johnny Slick Show. What did you say?
It's optimistic to claim anybody's listening to this right now.
Well, you are, because I had you record it. And I had you listen to it to make sure it was okay. And then you got Jen to listen to it because I was talking all kind of trash about her.
Yeah, she's going to give the big NO on that one.
And Justin and Bill will be listening because they need to tell us that it's not funny.
My wife said specifically that she would love to listen to this podcast just to tell me and us for sure that it's definitely not going to be funny. So, I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah, I was actually going to talk about my week in regards to getting free shit. Basically, I've sent this text to John as well. Usually when companies act incompetent, that's when I get free stuff.
All right.
And that happened to me a couple times this week. It happened to me at Best Buy. I had bought Tron on Blu-ray, both Tron Legacy as well as the first movie. So I went to the Best Buy website to purchase Tron on, both versions of Tron on Blu-ray. And I just scheduled it for a store pickup. So after work, I went over there and they had Tron Legacy on Blu-ray. And they gave me the original Tron on regular DVD. Basically, so the manager wasn't able to give me my money back. He said he couldn't order Tron on DVD or Blu-ray, excuse me. So he's just like, you know what? Forget it. Yeah, I'm just going to give this Tron Legacy on Blu-ray to you for free. You can have it for free. So I'm like, damn. Okay, well, all right. Sounds good to me. So, you know, they didn't give my money back, but they state that what I was charged should be refunded back to my card because I didn't really pick up any of the movies and the Tron Legacy.
What he did is he said that he'd do something with the money, but he was real unwilling to give you your money back in the store.
He said that he couldn't give me my money back, which totally blew my mind because at that point I'm just like, well, what am I supposed to do here? It's like, I didn't mess up. You guys did. Yeah.
I think he lied to you.
Yeah, I hope not.
It is Best Buy.
I truly hope not.
That makes no sense at all, though.
Really,
he's like, I can't give you your money back, but in 7 days I can. Because in 7 days he's not, there's no way.
Well, we'll see. I'm not, you know.
They're just going to sit on your money. They're like, hopefully this guy forgets. And then we get to keep his money.
And we're going to take it again.
Well, on the seventh day, I don't see a refund.
Oh, sorry.
Race
hell. We forgot to charge you that first time, so we're going to charge you again.
And then you're going to go back in and you'll be like, okay, you're going to have to prove that you didn't buy Best in Show 2. And you're like, that's not even a movie.
Well, you know, I'm an optimist, so I'm just, you know, hopefully everything works out and I do get refunded back, you know.
Okay, so the moral of the story is?
Well, the moral of the story is, you know, when Best Buy messes up, you get free shit. That's the moral of the story.
Or you maybe get free stuff.
Because you still paid for it. You left the store having paid more than what you got.
Yeah, but I paid for it.
I paid for two movies and you have one.
I paid for it, but I'm going to get my money back. So.
Really, this segment should be called Jabron pays for something and then gets it. I have a segment that I'd like to add, too. This morning, I went to Whole Foods, and I bought a bottle of water, and I paid $1 for it, and then I drank it.
And... Amazing story, John. Absolutely amazing.
Oh my god.
Okay, did you pay for both of them? Both the movies that you were talking about, or did you just pay for the one?
Oh no, I paid for both because I bought both at the same time.
But you only got one.
Right. I only got one.
That's even worse. That's even worse.
Yeah, but I'm getting my money back, though. That's the thing. I mean, they didn't count me getting Tron Legacy on Blu-ray at the store as a store pickup. You know, they just gave it to me for free. So what the guy was saying and what's supposed to happen is if I don't pick these movies up, I get my money back.
Now you're being scammed.
So. You already picked them up. You'll get your money back.
Be like, why do I have 18 charges for
Get
It On 3? I don't even like cheerleaders.
What?
That was not on topic. Sorry,
okay,
sir.
Sorry.
I don't know, Jeff, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? I mean, come on.
What? No, see, what I'm saying is what they're going to do is they have your credit card information. They're going to charge it like 18 more times, and they're going to charge like crappy DVDs that they weren't able to sell. And
Jesus,
they're going to, like, burn them?
Not.
What was that?
I hope not. I hope they don't do anything.
That's their scam. That's how they stay in business. That's why they're called Best Buy. Because you... It stands for you Best Buy right now, because if you don't, we're going to charge you all sorts of crap.
Ah, yeah.
That's highly unlikely that that's what their name stands for.
It's actually an acronym.
I get so irritated with them and their prices because it's sometimes it's like they don't even try to stay competitive with like some of the online shops, for instance. Like Amazon kicks their butt. You know, I'd like to see, you know, say, you know, I hope they go out of business. But at the same time, if I have something, you know, my TV conks out, for instance, you know, where else am I going to go? You know, it's like they're the only game in town when it comes to electronics.
You get to go to Best Buy and carry your TV through.
Oh, shut up.
Why did
you
just
TV now?
I mean, I could have helped you, man. I mean, we could have went to U-Haul. I don't understand that shit.
We should probably explain this. So what was that, 4 years ago? I bought a new TV and I went to Best Buy. I live about a mile away from Best Buy. And so I was like going to go there and be like,
a mile,
okay, I'll buy it.
Wise. You do not live a mile as you walk. It's a much longer walk.
I'm part crow. Anyway, my idea was I was going to get a taxi and the taxi is going to take me home. But the taxi driver walks up, takes one look at the TV and it's like, no. Not going to drive it home. Dude, I only live a mile away. No, that's even worse. I'm only you're going to pay me $10 to take this home. No. And so at that point, I was just like, oh, God damn it. Because, you know, that's what I do when I'm angry. I say, God damn it.
He wouldn't allow you to slide it in the back seat and then you sit in the front seat?
No. No, he wouldn't allow me. Well, can you ride taxis in the front seat?
Yeah, I've done it before.
I guess it depends on the depends on taxi, I believe. But,
yeah, this guy wasn't about that, and he wouldn't let it, you know, put it in the trunk and so like you know, basically,
mess with their radio.
What was that?
You can't mess with their radio while you're in the front.
That's a good point. And this guy was a radio listener. I don't know. I'm not casting aspersions on the taxi cab driver, except he was unhelpful and a jerk. But other than that, I'm sure he was a nice guy. So basically, at that point, I just got, well, let's face it, I just got angry. And I said, screw it, I'm walking it home. And so I walked it home. And that's the story. Except that, you know, like 50 feet out of Best Buy, I was like, oh, my God, I can't lift my arms any longer. So it ceased to become like a carry and more of like a slide.
The taxi cab says no. So your next option is to just carry home. It's not, do you guys deliver? Or do maybe I can make a phone call to somebody I know?
Well,
I mean,
you
could have called me, man. I mean, I would have helped you out. I know people with trucks, you know.
You say
I
this
mean,
now, but when the time came, you were not there, man.
Oh, whatever.
You know, I work in Bellevue. I could have made the drive over.
This was before you worked in Bellevue.
I've worked in Bellevue for like 8 years.
This was a CRT Magnolia.
I have absolutely no sympathy for you. You know, if this shit happens again, you know, I mean, you don't call
I actually
someone...
kind of hope it does. Because I'm not gonna lie, it's really funny. Just the whole thought of you guys schlepping a TV across town is really funny.
Well, the thing is, see, in the Gibran's ideal universe, Best Buy is gonna go underground, and so that means I'm gonna have to like go to like Fry's Electronics in Renton, and take a TV home on the bus.
Why don't you just get a car, get a driver's license, and get a car, or preferably
I'll tell
a
you
truck.
Right now what's going to happen is I will call a taxi, I'll get too pissed off, and I'll be like, screw it, I'm taking the bus.
You're listening to the Johnny Slick Podcast.
Dear enemy, I curse you and hope that something slightly unpleasant happens to you, like an onion falling on your head.
Knowledge is pretty impressive, man.
I'm a 20th level dungeon master.
I'm an 18th level dungeon dragon.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Isn't that crap that Lawrence did with you back in the day, Gibran?
Oh yeah, yeah, but the was he like a 20th level vampire fairy? It's like, why would you even discuss that with anyone?
We should probably put the context of that for the three people who might accidentally download
this. Oh, I know. Anyway.
So I had to explain the television story. You have to explain that.
Who, Lawrence? Lawrence was a... Oh, man. This was like way back when we worked at Arby's. Lawrence was a dude who he stunk to high heaven.
And it's unfortunate, but that's really the first thing you remember.
Yeah, he was...
you got to reevaluate everything when people are describing you, and the first thing they can say about you is that you smell bad.
The thing was, like, he had a whole bunch of other very negative attributes about him, too, but...
Yeah, some of them I'll keep silent.
Man, the guy was really cool, but really he smelled... It
no.
I think, John, you were working the counter one time, and he came up and asked for water, and I think you something to the fact of, would you like some soap with that water?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, you had me in tears.
And this is the episode where I not only admit to walking a TV home, but to previously work the counter at an Arby's. Thanks.
No shame in that.
Well, this is like when you were in your mid-20s?
Mid-20s? We're like a year apart. We're like 20, 21.
I was 33.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I keep thinking you're like a lot older than me sometimes, but I think it's just your demeanor.
I resent that.
Partial senility.
I can't get the Victrola to work.
My diabetes makes me angry.
It's funny to make fun of people with disabilities. Next episode, it's like, I have cancer.
I'm gonna die.
God, you're going to hell. Wow. We're all going to hell.
I have evil sin cancer.
So is there a point to the story other than the guy smelled really bad?
Oh, he smelled really bad. He was really into live action role playing more than anything.
Oh.
Which is, yeah, they used to play
old. Well, that makes it like Vampire the Masquerade.
They did that.
Damn it, why do I know that?
Yeah, there was they played in the Bellevue Park, I think, didn't they?
Yeah, I think, yeah, they had like their, he always used to talk about his wooden quarterstaff that he crafted. And he actually asked me if I wanted to do it, and I looked at him like he was crazy.
I used to work at the Walden Books there, and that used to be in the Bellevue Square. And one of my managers there did that live action role playing thing where they fight with like padded swords at Barrymore Park. And he brought in his chainmail shirt that he had made.
Oh wow!
And then he asked me if I wanted to do it sometime, and I was like, no way, man.
It's like the first thing I think of when I hear something like that is Renaissance Fair. You know, but it's like they're all doing that for show. You know, it's like these guys are like hardcore about it.
You know what's awesome about this conversation too is that it illustrates the nerd hierarchy. Like you play Dungeons and Dragons, like oh hell no. Not doing live action role playing. That's for nerds. Oh,
where people can see me?
That's the difference there. Is we have enough self respect to hide it.
And you know, like the LARPers are like, you want to dress up like in a fursuit and cut the crotch out? Oh, hell no. And then the furries, they've got nowhere to go, basically. Because that's the lowest level.
Yeah.
They actually turn it back around the other way. They're like, if you're going to act like somebody else without having a fucking furry suit on, you are a nerd.
You're going to go to a job that you work at 40 hours a week and secretly hate? That's terrible.
So yeah, that's Lawrence.
I think what we missed about Lawrence was that in addition to the live-action role-playing, he also did a whole bunch of just like, let's play Dungeons and Dragons at work, yay! And he actually talked in that voice too, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think that might have been us actually making fun of him, but close enough. Remember, he had that whole thing like with you where he's like, you find a giant dragon, what are you going to do? And you're like, I'm going to poke out its eye. Well, for one thing, it's going to take a week for you to reach its eye.
Yeah, I remember that. He used to give me some stupid-ass scenario. You know, I wish I could remember them all, but yeah, I mean, it was just skin to the point where it's really, really
it's
annoying.
Your fault, actually. The whole situation there with him, it's your fault because you were humoring him. In that situation, what you have to do is act like you don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, but the
I should have just ignored
it. I play D&D. Whatever.
The problem was is that it's Arby's. You're like sitting there for like 8 hours with nothing to do. And even if the person like next to you is the most annoying person in the world, what are you going to do? Stare at nothing?
You act cooler than him and you talk down to him.
Exactly. What do you think we were doing?
Yeah, but you were doing it in a way that humored him. It was only making it worse. You didn't get it.
You couldn't get him to get it. That was part of the thing. Like, when you'd be like, dude, shut up. Like, read a fucking book that isn't Dungeons and Dragons and get back to us. And you'd be like, what? Vampire Fairy.
You're listening to the Johnny Slick Podcast.
You only got away because the power's a weak. I need the gold.
I'm going to New York City in like 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And so I know I've sort of already gotten advice from you, Robert, even though it's bad advice, but you can repeat it.
I give great advice about New York. I said go to the UN building and go to the library.
Go to the library? Yeah, I want to see vagrants. That's my idea of a good time.
The New York library is freaking awesome. It was really cool.
Dude, check out the museums.
The vagrants dress fantastically in New York.
I will say New York did have some pretty cool freaking vagrants. The fart vagrants,
yeah. Seattle vagrants are pretty awesome.
No, they're just pretty obnoxious. That's all I have to say about them. Darn vagrants.
Like they're all crazy, but then they stop being crazy for like 5 seconds and then they're like, give me money. And you ignore them, and then they go crazy again.
My favorite is when you see two of them arguing over the corner that they can panhandle off of.
I like that, too, because then I watch them get into a bum fight.
You're watching. You feel kind of guilty that you're watching, but at the same time, it's really entertaining. So.
My God. When I was out in Ballard, like I was like waiting for the bus, and this vagrant just like walked up behind one of the newspaper stands and just started urinating all over it. It was just out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, just like the man did not care.
You just look up and you're like, yeah!
Yeah, wouldn't be giving him a high five because, you know, you get the spray going.
You don't want to have to wash your hands.
You get them checked for, like, the bubonic plague or something.
Yeah, but there wouldn't be a whole lot of vagrants if they were all carrying the bubonic plague.
You know, my favorite kind of vagrant,
like rats.
My very, very favorite kind of vagrant is the one that hangs out in the parking lot in downtown Seattle. And you're driving in this parking lot. You see a space open, and they kind of point you into that space like you didn't see it to begin with. Paying you for that?
This is my money. Give me my fucking money.
They're acting like parking
attendants. You didn't do anything. That's not real work.
I saved you 3 seconds of the Safeway.
Oh, hey, you know what I have for good New York advice is? This was the best advice I had. When you're walking down the city, do your absolute best to jaywalk.
Yeah, I heard that a lot of people jaywalk.
Jaywalk because it gets you ahead of the big crowds of tourists. And then you actually can see stuff.
Like, if somebody walks in front of you, too, is it customary to be like, I'm walking here?
No.
No.
I heard a crazy...
If you are to the left side of the sidewalk and you're going slow, prepare to get shoved.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to shove back.
Yeah, don't going to come back. Broken face.
That's how we were raised, in the mean streets of Seattle.
Bellevue?
Yes. Crossroads.
Crossroads. Biatch.
It's the tough part of Bellevue. Well, it was before Microsoft moved in.
You're listening to the Johnny Slick Podcast.
I've not yet begun to defile myself.
That'll go into the deleted scenes. We'll have, like episode 5 will be the blooper reel, and it'll have me saying, blooper, like all the time. It'll be like 5 seconds of me, like, of us saying something, and me saying, blooper!
It'll be the least funny thing on the radio.
The dumbest one. It'll be like Robert saying, and then I went to the cark. No, I mean park. Blooper!
And then my dad died, and I mean my dog, and then
blooper. Hey guys, I have cancer. I mean AIDS. Blooper.
Nope, we just hit them all. Then we're good. We got all the diseases in.
We haven't got any of the vitamin deficiency diseases.
Let's make fun of people with the clap.
The rickets.
Oh, God. What the best anime name ever?
What?
For rickets.
You've totally lost me there. Okay, what?
No, there's a guy in there's this anime called Berserk,
right?
And there's this one of the people in the army. His name is Rickets.
I still don't. I'm not getting this. It's an anime guy, and he's
named. Oh yeah, there's a character in this anime called Berserk, and his name is Rickets.
Does he have, like, bowed legs? It's like exhibiting all the signs.
If that Ricketts guy could move normally, he'd be a badass.
So, like, tries to give him an apple, and he's like, no, you don't understand. Without the Ricketts, I am nothing.
Reproduction or rebroadcast of the Johnny Slick Podcast without express written consent from Major League Baseball is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2011. Listening to this message means the Johnny Slick Podcast owns your babies.
Klaatu, Murata,
okay then.
That's it.